Hello and welcome to your five for today. What does the word faithful mean to you, and who might you associate with the word? Do you think of the word loyal and think of a loyal dog, for example, man's best friend? Or do you think of a partner who's been faithful in marriage, maybe? In just a couple of years' time, my parents are due to celebrate their golden wedding anniversary. 50 years together. My wife and I celebrate our 20th wedding anniversary this year, so we have a fair way to go before we match my parents. I'm reminded of a very popular wedding hymn, which you might know, Great is Thy Faithfulness. It was written by Thomas Chisholm, an American, as a testimony to God's faithfulness to him throughout his life. Chisholm was born in a log cabin in Kentucky and became a Christian when he was 27. Aged 36, he entered into full-time Christian ministry, but had to retire after a year due to ill health. For the rest of his working life, Chisholm spent quite a bit of time in New Jersey and worked as a life insurance agent. He wrote nearly 1,200 poems, some of which were published as hymns. He once wrote that, "Although my income has not been large, I must not fail to record here the unfailing faithfulness of a covenant-keeping God, and that he has given me many wonderful displays of his providing care, for which I am filled with astonishing gratefulness." The hymn is based on some verses from the Book of Lamentations in the Old Testament. "Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I hope in him." The first verse reads as follows. "Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be." This reminds us of the constant nature of God, who is described in the New Testament as the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Verse 2 reminds us of the different seasons and how God's created world testifies to the goodness of God. Summer and winter, and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. The third verse tells us of a God-given peace that endures for all time, as well as the presence of God that can strengthen us and give us hope for tomorrow. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine, with 10,000 beside. The chorus is simple and repetitive. It states very clearly that Thomas Chisholm has had every need provided for him, despite the ill health and the dramatic change of career path. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. So before I close, can I ask, what do you know of the faithfulness of God in your life? Are you able to see that God has provided for you and continues to provide for your needs? That could be in terms of friends and neighbours. That could be in terms of career choice or even a lifelong partner. It may be that before you appreciate the unchanging nature of God, that something needs to change in your life. If so, change now for the better and enjoy God's goodness morning by morning in summer, winter, springtime and harvest. Well, that's time up once again. So can I thank you very much for listening and wish you God's richest blessing for whatever you've got left to do today.